My dear friends in Christ Jesus, if you love your spouse, or if you love your own parents, even if they punch at you, even if they kick you, or even if they dash you on the road, still you love them. You don't say any word to them. You come back or you go back to them again. That is the love which has no limits. It's an unconditional love. That's what Jesus is speaking of today to us through the gospel. When you have that limitless love, you will truly see the Father, and your Father will love you all. In the first reading we see, a conflict arose among the early Christians. They thought to themselves, because of few false teachers, the Jews, if they want to be followers of Christ, if they want to be members of the church, they need to be circumcised. And there arose a great conflict among the early Christian community. And for this, all the apostles gathered together. In other words, we call this gathering as a Council of Jerusalem, or the Apostolic Council, where they gathered together and sent the right and proper apostles to preach in Antioch and surrounding of Gentile region. Along with Paul and Barnabas, we see they have chosen Judas and Silas. So these people, along with Paul and Barnabas, were sent to Antioch, Syria, and Sicilia. And what all they have to preach is to be good members in the church. Not the circumcision needed there. What is all needed of them to be the true followers of Christ is they have to maintain certain necessities. They are to abstain from meat sacrificed to idols, from blood, from meats of strangled animals, and from unlawful marriage. That's all. If you keep this, you are well, good followers of Christ. That was the discernment that they have earned with the help of the Holy Spirit. For all of them gathered together and invoked for the blessings through the Holy Spirit, for they spoke out of the Spirit within them that inspired them to speech, that inspired them to speak out boldly. And we see again in the gospel reading where Jesus instructing his disciples, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him." And here, Jesus, before departing, he is giving a support, an advocate, a helper to the apostles, that is, the Holy Spirit. "Even though I will not be present physically among you all, but still I am present with you in the form of the Holy Spirit that I pour into you. And your hearts be filled with the Holy Spirit, and with that help you will be able to do wonders and miracles." That's been happening to all of us in the time of baptism and at the time of confirmation. We also receive the Holy Spirit, the gift of Holy Spirit. We need to keep up that spirit and grace within us But when we sin again, we lose the grace within us. But at the time of sacrament of confession, we regain. God again blesses us with the same Spirit that He has showered upon us at the time of baptism. So again, Jesus teaches us about this peace. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid, for I am with you. That is the affirmation of Jesus to the apostles. So called, we are all also the apostles of Christ, bearing Christ in our name, bearing Christ within us, within the family, the community, the church, everywhere. But unlike the early Christian community members, we also do have the conflicts. We also have misunderstandings. We also have kind of failure in our lives, meeting the Lord face to face due to our sinful nature. My brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, we need to come out of all this. We need to have that true love. Do you love God? Do you love Jesus? If so, you should not be a liar. Because Jesus and God is not somewhere in the air or somewhere. He is with every one of us. He lives in and around us. He is present within us. He is present with us in the form of the Holy Spirit. In every one of us. Therefore, loving our brothers and sisters, that is the true love which you are showing to God the Father. When you are not able to love the members of your own community, the members of your own family, the members of your own mother, father, or spouses, or children, then how you can say that, I love God, I love Jesus, then you become a liar. You are not true to your word. For when you love truly, you have peace of mind. You know, in this world, everywhere, peace is lost within the family, within the community, and in and around the neighborhood. Why? Just because of the conflicts, misunderstandings, and where there is no true love. If you have that true love among one another, there will prevail the peace of mind. Someone asked me when I was in the seminary, dear father, I see you are having a lot of offices like dean, vice rector, and different portfolios. You have a lot of work and burden, but still we see in you a happy person. Always smiling and mingling with everyone very happily and moving around with all the brothers and priests in the seminary. You are so good. Your presence is so joyous. How is it possible? I told them only one thing. We need to have peace of mind. When you bother about particular thing, when you bother about certain thing, or for power or prestige, or you are aiming at something which you are not able to achieve, then I'm sure that will disturb your peace of mind. But when you are happy, when you love to do the job, or when you love to do what you are doing, you will never fail in your heart. Your peace of mind will never fail. That is true, my dear brothers and sisters. When you have true love for your neighbor, your peace of mind will never fail from you. When you have true peace of mind, you will never again fail to meet the Lord. We are so happy and glad to receive Jesus into our hearts at every Eucharist. And at every Eucharist, we share each other peace. Is that peace really we share from within our hearts? Or just by a lip service like? We say, I love you, honey. I love you, my dear. Is that comes out from within the heart? Or just lip service, just casuality? Let us reflect. If we have the true love, then we will keep the word of Jesus that he has given us. Say, for example, Peter was asking Jesus, Lord, how many times do I need to forgive my neighbor? 7 times? No. Jesus says, no, it's not 7 times. 70 times 7. Which shows you should have an unconditional forgiveness. Even every time he sins, or every time he does something wrong against you, you need to forgive your neighbor. That's what our master has taught us. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, let us have that true love which comes from our heart, not from our lips. Let's have true peace of mind that comes from within, not just by our lips. Therefore, let's embrace each other in a prayerful manner, having no conflicts with one another, whether in the family or in the community or in the workplace where you live. We need to have that true companionship and love. Then you are the master of peace of mind, and the peace will prevail in your life. May God bless all of us.